The Second World War lasted some 2,077 days in Europe. The conflict ended 58 years ago. But stories, especially about surviving that war, continue to pour out. The latest example is Alison Leslie Gold's collection of personal accounts from people who often don't understand why they survived when so many others did not. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
The stories are harrowing. A 12-year-old Hungarian saved from being raped by Russian soldiers when a neighbor offered herself in exchange for an old fur coat. A Lithuanian boy saved when dozens of bodies fell on top of him, all of them massacred by German soldiers. These are the stories of Jews gathered and told by a writer who, some years ago, helped Miep Gies, the woman who saved Anne Frank's diary, tell her story. That book was called Anne Frank Remembered. Alison Leslie Gold's new book, Fietz Vaz, is also about risk, danger, and generosity in a terrible time. Fiet is spelled F-I-E-T. It's a Dutch nickname. Alison Gold, what was Fiet's vase?
Fiet's vase is a little silver vase, perhaps 4 inches tall, and it belonged to a Dutch girl who was 23 years old, and right before she was deported, she put this vase into the hands of a friend of mine to hold for her. Fiat never returned, and my friend held on to this vase until a few years ago when she turned 90. And at that point, she put the vase in my hand and asked me to keep it and pass it along to preserve the memory of this young girl.
Mm-hmm. The stories that you tell in this book come from all over Europe. In Greece, you came upon a story that really is mythic about Andonis, who was carrying stones at gunpoint in the Mauthausen concentration camp.
He was in the stone quarry with various other prisoners, and he witnessed a Jewish prisoner who was stumbling with a big block of stone. And he took the block of stone from the Jewish prisoner, and immediately the guard saw this and shot the prisoner and was about to shoot Andonis when he looked the guard right in the eye, and he dropped that stone, and he picked up an even bigger stone and ran up and down the steps. And no one could believe that the Nazi didn't shoot him outright. Mm. But as Andonis said later, he felt that something had sort of gone awry with the little engine inside this Nazi's head. And it really stands out as a kind of strange act of defiance mm-hmm. that somehow saved his life.
Yeah. And this is a man whose name is not known. His fate is not known, but it's a story that people told one another in the camp, and it in a way, it got them through.
Absolutely. Andonis became a hero.
Mm-hmm. Some of the stories that you write about became very well known. Simon Wiesenthal, who after the war spent his life tracking down war criminals. Vladislaw Spielman, he was the Polish pianist. His story was turned into a major motion picture. There was another familiar name, perhaps whose story is not as well known, Romain Gary. He was a French writer and a diplomat. Tell about the letters that he got from his mother while he was away at war.
Romain Gary fought for the Free French for quite a few years. He was very, very attached to his mother, who was a very dominating Russian mother. And somehow throughout the entire war, he received letters wherever he was from his mother that were forwarded to him through a contact in Switzerland. And he claims they really got him through everything that happened, because he claims he wasn't innately courageous. And at the end of the war, he went to the south of France to find his mother and tell her that he had survived. And when he got to the place in Nice where they lived, he discovered that his mother had been dead for 3.5 years, that right after he left, she'd gotten sick, and she knew she wouldn't live long, and she spent the last months of her life writing over 250 letters to him, undated letters, and arranged to have these letters forwarded to him, knowing somehow that he still needed her.
Extraordinary. Then there was Eric Newby, He was a British soldier. He smuggled into Italy. His goal was to blow up an airport. He was caught. He breaks his leg. He escapes. And he lives in caves in the Italian mountains. Tell how he was able to survive.
Well, for almost a year, Newby was almost passed hand to hand from individual to individual and family to family in the mountains, in the Apennine Mountains near Parma. Now, you have to remember that everybody who helped him did so at the risk of their lives, but they did, and he was kept in huts, in farms, and eventually in a cave up at the top of the mountain. And he spent an entire winter there. Sometimes in the morning, he would look out and he would see either children or old women dressed in black coming up the mountain carrying food, soup, eggs, something. They would give him this nourishment and they would talk to him for a few minutes and then they would disappear back down the hill, and it kept him alive.
And there were enormous rewards available to any of them if they would turn him in, and yet nobody did.
Everybody was very poor, and the reward for turning him in was enough money that could have fed a family for several months.
Mm-hmm. Alison Gold, this is the most recent of several books that you have written about World War II and people who helped. Why are you drawn to these stories?
Well, originally I almost stumbled into this subject matter, and now it's been over 15 years that I've been working in World War II and the Holocaust, and as time is running out, I feel even more of a compulsion to preserve the memory of this time, and also, given the state of the world now and the renewed anti-Semitism, I think it's even more important.
Thank you very much, Alison Leslie Gold. Her new book is called Fiat's Vase and Other Stories of Survival, Europe, 1939 to 1945. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.